Okay, sis, just go ahead and push the one at the bottom that says Marcus. Can you hear me, Tan? Can anybody hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, one second.
Dion, are you still there? I can go ahead and just, I can give a declaration. I can pull
you
one
can just
out.
Push Marcus. It's right there at the bottom.
Oh, I did.
Say what?
It's my fault because I didn't tell you.
No. It's okay. It's my fault. One second, you guys. Dion, I'm sorry, I don't.
It's okay. I got it. One second. Can you guys forgive me? I totally overslept this morning. One second.
Amen. Good morning. Can you all hear me this morning?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good. All right. I'm excited about this word of declaration that God has given me. As Dion stated, that we're dealing with the third week of what God has given me, and next week will be the final conclusion of it, but I want to start with this third one. We've been with levels for the past couple weeks. The first week's declaration was about levels of maturity. We dealt with how you need to realize where you are, and it's important to be challenged where you are. Each level is designed so you can get better and be ready to move to a deeper level. Week two, which was last week, was about levels of love. We talked about the many types of love and their significances. Today's declaration will be dealing with levels of life. We've been using the analogy of a swimming pool and the depth of the water in each level and how that relates to you as an individual. As I said before, and it still rings true, that everyone is in different areas of the pool dealing with different things. Even if two different couples are dealing with marriage, their situations differ greatly depending on their individual situation. So you have one person in deep water that is treading well and managing the float. Then you have another person in the same deep water that may not know how to tread and is just about to drown. They're in need of assistance from God, I mean the lifeguard. All they need to do is cry out for help or even show a sign of struggle, and God, I mean their lifeguard, will jump in to save them. But what if it's after hours and the sign says, no lifeguard on duty? Take note of this. The more you grow, mature, and learn how to love, God will sometimes seem as though he is off duty. Well, you can relax. You can relax because Psalms 121:3 says, he won't let you stumble. Your guardian God won't fall asleep, not on your life. Israel's guardian will never doze or sleep. Now relax and trust the process. Most drowning happens because people were panicking in the water. That's good. And if it seems he's not in the same place, it could be that he's got his hand right under you, holding you up. Now, I know for a fact that some of you are right now dealing with some deep water, and you're not sure if you'll survive. I have to admit, I've been in that situation several times, and you know what? To be honest, I'm here right now as I speak. If my testimony can be of any help let me tell you that just because you grew up without a dad don't mean you can't make it. Here's one who did. Just because you had sex out of wedlock and a baby was born doesn't mean you can't make it. Guess what? Here's one who did. Just because you went to jail or prison and had that offense on your record doesn't mean you can't make it. Guess what? Here's one who did. Just because you had to go through a divorce doesn't mean you can't make it. Here, there, oh, and over there are about a few witnesses who did and are making it. Just because you failed in grade school or even college, for that matter, doesn't mean you can't go back and make it. Here's one who can tell you, yes, you can. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, calm down. Wait a minute. There is something we cannot forget to talk about that is vital to this entire conversation. Let's talk about the water. The water, Marcus? Yes, the water. As we know, water has several different purposes. For example, we use it to drink, bathe, cook, do an ice bucket challenge, and we even like to swim in it. But what does it symbolize? I'm glad you asked. One thing water represents is life, but it also represents what can hurt or destroy you. The very thing that you're using to keep you afloat is the same thing that can kill you if you swallow too much too fast. Here is a Marcus, not Marcos, nugget. Sorry, I had to do it. You can only be destroyed if too much water gets inside of you. So life is not bad, but you can't let your life get into you because it will destroy you. Wow. I got to say that again. So life is not bad, but you can't let your life get into you because it will destroy you. So how do we keep the water out of us so we won't drown? Whatever level or area of life you're in, you must use the word to declare victory in your life, whether life is good or bad. Knowing that, I want to give you some prayers you can pray or scriptural declarations you say in your own time that come straight from the word for wherever you are in the water. So the enemy tells you you're about to drown. Use the word and declare that in Psalm 32 and 6, the Bible says, these things add up. Every one of us needs to pray. When all hell breaks loose, and the dam bursts, will be on high ground, untouched. Here is more proof that prayer changes things. When you pray, it doesn't mean you'll be beamed up out of the deep water like Scotty on Star Trek. It does mean that God will send help or be the help you need. You can call out to God like David did in Psalm 69 and 1, saying, save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. When the enemy tries to tell you that God is gone and he's nowhere to be found, you can reassure yourself and tell him, when I pass through the waters, God will be with me. And when I pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over me. Isaiah 43 and 2. And let me also ask you this. How many of us are only using the word when trouble comes? We use the word when things don't go our way or we made a mess of things. We use the word when we have some problems going on. We use the word as if it's supposed to be some kind of witch's brew, stirring it up to fit our life and situation. Please, 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 ma'am, please, sir, don't just apply the word when things are bad. Let's use the word in the good times so it won't be so hard to use in the bad times. Use the word to praise him and appreciate him for the good times. Isaiah 12 and 3 says, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Use your happiness and joyfulness to draw water from your salvation so that others can see that being a child of God also means that I'm just glad to be his child. Maybe there's someone in your life that only hears you talking about going through, I'm going through, I'm going through. As my pastor states often, maybe it's your posture you need to change with that statement. Instead of saying, I'm going through, maybe we need to say, I'm going through. I'm not going through. I'm going through. because the only way through is to go through. The only way to the other side is to go through. Maybe they just need to hear you say, I'm just glad to be a child of God, and he makes me glad. So use this today. I encourage each and every one of you to use the word, yes, in troubled times. Use the word when you're going through. Use the word when you're dealing with situations in your marriage, in your life, with your kids, with your job, with whatever it is that you're dealing with. But use the word also to worship him and to praise him. Use the word to lift him up. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Because God also seeks for those who worship him. And then it won't be so hard when trouble comes. I've already got a praise on my lips. I've already got a worship in my spirit. So now when trouble comes, I'm already worshiping. And it doesn't take much for me to get where I need to be. I declare today that your life will be much better as you use the word to declare victory over your life, as I pass the call to the next person.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, God, Father God, in Jesus' name, God, I come this morning thanking you, God, and praising you, God. Oh, just for a brand new day, God. Thank you. Thank you for waking us up, oh, God. Thank you for tapping us and saying, yeah, you get up, oh, God. Thank you for your blessing, oh, God. Forgive me, God, for my sins. Forgive all of us, God, for our sins. God, even as we stand, God, even as we kneel, even as we have our hands lifted up, God, in your presence, oh, God. I just want to give you thanks and praise this morning. You know I'm still full from yesterday, God. I thank you for your protection, God, those dangers that are seen and unseen. I thank you, God, for when I made that stop. And then I was like, well, let me stop here for a minute at the stop sign. And then thank you, God, for that practicing of hearing the Holy Spirit. Move on over. Make a right. Just pause. As soon as I did that, God, thank you for what I heard. I thought it was firecrackers, but I'm thankful for fire seeing mommy just move. Shots being fired, like, behind us. God, I thank you for your protection, God, that I made the right and I stayed there and stand still. Thank you, God, for that move, God. Thank you, Jesus, for your protection. That's what I'm saying, God, that I give you praise and I give you thanks because you're just good, God. You're just so good. You're so good. Each of us, God, can go on about your goodness, God, but we know, God, you're protecting us. Sometimes we don't even know it, right? God, but we want to give you praise and thanks anyway. God, so I thank you on this morning, God, just for who you are, God. You're just awesome, God. You're just awesome. God, in everything. I don't have all the names, God, but I just know you're wonderful, God. I just know that I trust you, God. I just know that, God, thank you for being the wheel in the middle of the wheel to say, go ahead on, God. So I thank you on this morning, God, and I bless you, God. I bless you, God, and I thank you, God. I thank you with a reason, right, to know, God, that you are with us, that you are with me. God, I thank you. And as I pray, God, I'm praying for Ms. B. You know, God, what she's standing in need of, God. You know, God. And I just thank you, Jesus. I just thank you for the Yanin, God, the healing circle, oh, God. Oh, Jesus, we're praying for that space at Kaiser, God, and all of the families, oh, God, that will be coming in, God, for comfort, God. Heal them even as they walk across the threshold, God. Thank you for what you've already provided, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Also pray for Jude's neighbor. You know her name, God. You know her situation, God, that she lost her husband, oh, God. Oh, I just pray for her that you would just heal her, God, that you just take care of every detail, Jesus. But draw each one closer to you, oh, God, in that place, God, of grief. God, bless her today and every day. Also pray, God, for Gwen. You know what's going on with her, God. I just pray for her healing, Jesus. I just pray for her. Bless her. There's many, God, who are standing in need right now of physical healing, God. So I pray that you bless her, God, and that you keep her, that you heal her body, oh, God. Each of us, God, from the crown of her head to all of her feet, God, I'm just covering, God, her in prayer. Also, God, I'm praying for Ravonda, the same, oh, God. I pray that you would bless her, God, and keep her, God. You know what's going on. Just turn that thing, God, to healing, God. We thank you because we know you can do it because you're doing it for each one of us, God. I also pray for Josh, God. You know what's going on with him. I mean, for him to have a second spine surgery, God, we thank you, God, for him coming on out. We thank you for his healing right now, his recovery, God. We thank you for being in the room, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. What a blessing, oh, God. bless him again, him also from the crown of his head, oh God, for the sole of his feet, God. Just recover him, God, from every place, oh God, every place, God. Also pray, oh God, for Barbara Cockrell. She also, God, is in the place for healing. I pray that you would heal her and bless her, God. Again, each one of us, I pray that you bless her from the crown of her head, God, to the sole of her feet. I'm praying that for her and Rabonda, God, just that they would be whole again. And if they're not feeling good, God, I just pray. Yeah, well, God, oh, thank you, Jesus. I also pray, God, for me. You know what's going on with me, the pain I've been having, God, for these days. God, you know what I've been through. I just thank you and praise you, God, for your goodness and your grace. And I pray for our families, God. I pray for our marriages, oh, God. You know what's going on, God. You, oh, Jesus, you know. I pray for each of our children, God. You know what's going on. You know where each of them are walking and talking, God. I just pray for your protection. I just pray for your healing. I just pray for your direction, God. I just pray that they would be coming into the ark, God, in the fold, God. I just pray that we would trust you, God, that we would trust you and that we would love on you, God, and that we open our hearts to you, God. I thank you for the level, God, who, God, thank you for reminding us, God, that you are with us when the water gets too high, God. You are with us, God. Well, life is just getting to be too much, God. Thank you so much for Brother Marcus, God. Thank you for his sacrifice on this morning, his obedience. Thank you for that word on today. God, I love you and I trust you as I pass the call. My prayer in Jesus' name, amen. I pass the call.
Heavenly Father, come before you this morning, Lord God, thanking you for the words that have went forth, the prayers that have went up, Lord God. We thank you that there is no name above your name, Lord God, over sickness, Lord God, any disease, Lord God, and complications within our lives, Father God. Thank you for the challenges, Father God, that draw us nearer to you. Lord God, we thank you that we shall not be moved, be steadfast and unmovable, even when times of technical difficulties arise on our call, Lord God, that we can stand up, Lord God, and step in and keep moving. Lord God, according to your holy word, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for being a forgiver of our sins, Lord God, for loving us so much, Lord God, that you gave your life for us. We thank you for every stripe you took, Lord God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers each one of us, Lord God. Continue to perfect the things that concern us in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just lift up everybody that's on this call this morning, all that are under the sound of our voices, Father God, that you will move mightily through their lives, Lord God. Give us the courage to walk, Lord God, in unfamiliar places. Give us the courage to not be buffed, Lord God, by the ways of the world today, Lord God. We thank you for those who sit in high places, Lord God, and we know that you rule over every individual, Lord God, and only what you allow to take place will be. Father God, we trust in you, Lord God, around our politics, Lord God, the politicians, Lord God, praying for the families, Lord God, that are in grief this morning, Lord God. Thank you for covering our cities, Lord God. Thank you for realigning us to be able to be good shepherds, Lord God, and also to be witnesses, Lord God, to be bearers of good fruit, Father God. We thank you this morning, Lord God. Thank you for the declaration that went forward. Father God, as we take this call off of mute and praise you in our own way this morning, crying out to you, Lord God, for wherever we stand, Lord God, we know that you will respond to us. We cry, glory, 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 Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that as the angels bow before you, so do we. Glory to the Son of God, the Most High. Thank you, Father God, for you give us life and life everlasting. Thank you for the sacrifices you made, Lord God, that we may have a right to the tree of life this morning, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And thank you, Father God, for the faith the size of a mustard seed will move a mountain, Lord God. Thank you for being able to step out of the boat into the deep water, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you are always there, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for calling your name. Lord God, will just help us to make it through today, Father God. Thank you for being able to touch the end of your garment, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, In the name of Jesus, we praise you this morning, Jesus. Restoration in the body, Lord God. Healing in the mind, Lord God. Emotional balance, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. All knowing, all powerful, almighty God. Thank you, Lord God, that we can reflect you in our living today, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the fruit of the Spirit, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for forgiveness, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
So much for your
forgiving us, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Time and time again, as we fall short, Lord God, you continue to forgive us. Thank you, Father God, for this experiences of this life, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name this morning, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Our life, we still win because
hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your holy name, Lord. Father God, we trust in you. Thank you, God, for being faithful, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
For protecting us and guiding us, God. And keeping our enemy away from us, Father God. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you right now, Father God.
Thank
you, God. They're going to see you. We're going to be the only Jesus that they ever see, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your holy name, Jesus. Glory to your holy name,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Inside every weight that easily possesses us, give you praise, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Great Shepherd. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord God, bridge over troubled water. Hallelujah. Peace in the middle of the valleys, Lord God. Anchor in the storms, Lord God. Keep, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lead and guide. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Bless your holy name.
We live our lives today,
bless your name, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. In the way that we decree and declare, Lord God.
Hallelujah,
in the way that we speak, Lord God. Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Your holy word, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your holy name, Jesus. Glory, 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 Jesus. Thank you for the cross of Calvary, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you for a place at the foot of the throne, Jesus. Cover us with your blood, Lord God. Feed us, Lord, till we want no more, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. Lord God, we bless your holy name. Thank you, Father God.
Military family,
thank you, Jesus.
In the name of
thank you, Jesus.
Our government.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you
for the blood.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Break every yoke, Lord God. Every chain, every stronghold.
Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We declare that today, Father God.
Fill up the empty
spaces. Every one of our family members will come to
you, God. Fill up the empty spaces with your Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Lord God, align the heart, Lord God, with you, Jesus, that the mind will be stayed on you.
Yes, Lord.
The mind stayed on you will find perfect peace.
And we will activate the power that you have given us.
We thank you, Lord God, that you will do the unexpected, the unexplainable, the unimaginable, Lord God. Not only in our lives, but in the lives of those we love, in our community.
Your power, Lord God.
Your power, Lord God.
Your power, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Protected.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Resonating, Lord God, in our physical bodies, Lord God.
Every one of our family members will be impacted.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because we can
power to walk in the Spirit, Lord God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Have no choice,
Lord God.
You said if you be lifted up, Lord God, we lift you up this morning,
Jesus.
We lift you up before our families, Lord God, in our communities, Lord God. We lift you up in the face of our children, Lord God. We lift you up in those who hate against us, Lord God. We lift you up in the dying world this morning, Jesus.
Our enemies will not look at us the same no more, Father God, because they will be filled with the Holy Spirit once they look at us. Once they think of the thought of our name, God,
Thank you, Lord God.
Send us into the wilderness places to do some kingdom
your holy word, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can't get enough of you, Lord God. I feel the breath this morning. You have a fresh anointing, Lord God, in our lives. Breathe on us, Lord God. Thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, because you distinguish each one of our voices, that you know each one of our sounds, Lord God, that you know our silent moments, Lord God, that you have been in the bedrooms when we cried in the middle of the night. Thank you that you've been in the boardrooms when we rejoiced in our hearts, Lord God, for the movement of the Holy Spirit. Let him open doors, Lord God, that we had no power to open. Thank you, Lord God, for setting a clear path in a crooked world. Thank you for teaching us all the path of righteousness. Thank you, Lord God. By morning, new mercies we see. Great is thy faithfulness, hallelujah. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. Thank you that grace and mercy shall follow us the rest of the days of our lives, Lord God. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord.
We
bless your name.
We can survive.
Hallelujah. Worship on a Wednesday. Hallelujah. Wow. We say, wow. We praise you, Jesus. Worship this morning. Worship you, Jesus. This morning, Lord. Worship today. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. On this Wednesday, hallelujah, the first day of February, as these days can pass us so quickly, Lord God. The time is moving swift. Lord God, let us work while it's yet day, Lord God, because when the night comes, no man can work. Wow, we love you, God. Wow, we need you right now, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We give you worship on this Wednesday morning.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord God.
Great is thy
for keeping us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We look unto you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we look unto you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for every voice that has been lifted, Lord God, as we give you this wild moment. You have awed us through our lifetime, Father. And we are eternally grateful, Lord. Words could not even comprehend. To put together how you make us feel, Jesus. We are in constant awe of who you are in our lives. Thank you for showing up in our lives this morning. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that empowers us, Lord God, to loose ourselves, Lord God, and let you have your way. We bless your holy name this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God, for what you went through
to save us, Lord God.
Thank you for loving you, Lord God.
Thank you for the humiliation, Lord God. Thank you for bearing that cross,
Lord God.
Thank you, Father. You're so great.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For walking obedience, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Give us the grace, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Love our neighbors, Lord God, in the place of our enemies, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you for feeding us, Lord God, during times of famine, Lord God. Thank you for being our shade in the scorching sun, Lord God, and our light in the midnight hours, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that your rod and staff comfort us, Lord God. Thank you, great shepherd.
You are
a great shepherd. Thank you for keeping us and guarding the gates, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be glad your people are here.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. And so, God, we just feel our praise this morning with a thank you, Jesus. Thank you for always making a way. Even when it looks like there is no way, Jesus, bless your name.
Yes,
thank you for always being sovereign, God. Even when we can't see our way, thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you for being constant when everything else wavers. God, we will bless your name.
Yes, yes,
God, and we thank you for deep waters. Where our feet and our faith may fail.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
God, we just bless your name this morning. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. God, we thank you. Pass the call to the host.
Thank you.
Hey, man, I'm not sure who's supposed to be hosting. But once again, we just want to welcome you to Declare Victory. Thank you for your patience with our technical ends this morning. By chance, were there any first-time callers? Any first-time callers? Amen. Any victors that may have joined the line that didn't get a chance to say good morning? Now's
your time.
Good morning, Diane. Hey, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning. It's Arlita.
Hey, Arlita, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Who else was that? Anybody else?
Good morning, it's Bernice.
Hey, Bernice. Good morning.
Good morning,
Moni.
Hey, morning, Moni and Leticia. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Happy Wednesday.
Renee. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Sharita.
Hey, Sharita. Anybody else?
Good morning, this is Sharon, and I just need to say that please pray for me. I'm in a lot of pain, and I'm on this line every morning, and I'm blessed every morning. And so please just pray for me. I've got a lot on my plate right now.
Amen. Will do, Sharon. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Well, awesome. We hope that you can join us. I'm sorry, did I miss any? Was there any birthday? Any birthdays? Any birthday? I know yesterday was a dear friend, Jackie Coleman's birthday. I think she turned 21, maybe 22. So if you are muted in the background, happy birthday, Ladybug. Other than that, we hope that you can join us for the next segment of the call, which is the Love, Life, and Victory portion of the call. And it might have taken a minute for it to get started, but I don't know about you, but that declaration blesses me every single time. That's just my second time hearing it. And I forgot about the water deep. You need water to live, but water can kill you, i.e., talking about the deep end of the pool this morning. And it ties right back into that assurance of salvation thing, And our discussion will not be long this morning. I'm doing quite a bit in the background, just kind of pressing my way. I'm not sure if Marcus is there at all.
I'm here.
Okay. Hey, Marcus, wasn't that awesome? Didn't you enjoy yourself? Oh, my God.
Man.
Ain't that a trip?
Man, I tell you. Yeah, it is. You know, it's a trip because I remember that declaration vividly. As soon as it started playing, I'm remembering the moment that I was actually sharing and putting it together and all that, and it's amazing. Y'all excuse my voice. I've been having challenges since I got over this cold, but one thing, like you mentioned when you first started talking, that really just really grabbed my attention is the part about the very thing that we use to cook, to drink, to float on, to wash ourselves with, is the very thing that if we immerse ourselves too much in it, will kill us. And it's so important that we not allow life to overtake us so much, because it will take us out. And it's important to remember that.
That's so huge. That's one of those gigantic statements. You know what I'm saying? Or bigger than life statements, because the reality is, even in our walk and the things and the challenges and ordeals that we face, if we become consumed with them, even in the process of God still being Lord of our lives, if you allow the circumstances to consume you, they absolutely will. The thing that was meant to build you, the thing that was meant to shape your faith, the thing that was meant to carry you through, could be the very thing that destroys you if
you allow it to. So that's a word for someone this morning. That's a word for me this morning. There's something about being converted to a place where not that your faith won't get tested, but at this point, and everybody's walk is very different, everybody's posture is very different, everybody's position, test, and trial is very different. But when you are chosen by God, because none can come lest he be drawn, if you've been drawn by God, as time goes on, because just because you show up at church does not mean that you're drawn. Some folks, it's just a habit. It's just what grandma and them used to do. But when your faith becomes your own, there is something that happens that won't allow you to even desire to escape the process. You may, you know, need a little pause, a little break to catch your breath. But ultimately, when God has called you out, when you have been brought into the kingdom or the family, there is something about it. I cannot live without him. I can't. I don't know about anybody else. Does anybody else have anything? Did anyone else get anything from the declaration that blessed you, that strengthened you, that encouraged you? Anyone?
Hey, Dion. Good morning. It blessed me beyond measure. Thank you, Marcus, for just your heart and how you teach. It's just amazing. But, Dion, it's funny that this whole flow that we're on, and even I can tie it into TNT on last night, because he was talking about how do you please God, and then talked about how to please God, you have to have faith, because it's impossible to please God. So as far as, like you said, things are going to happen that will get shaken, you know what I mean, in life, because we're in this world, we're not of this world, so the things that we're going through as we grow, I mean, and again, life is not easy, and everybody's different levels, but when you tap into that faith and you know to really trust him, hopefully I'm making sense, when you feel like you're drowning, he's there. When the water feels like, you're right up to eye level, and you feel like that's it, and he just snatches you, at least for me, and that's what I'm in now, because there's so much going on, but I refuse to go under, if that makes any sense. I'm going to continue treading water, and y'all know I'm not the best swimmer, so I feel like now I'm just doing dog pedal in every situation, but I'm going to continue to just keep going and keep going, not give up so that I don't drown in this life, because I know this greater later, because he's done it before, he'll do it again. So I'm just grateful that my mindset is changing. I'm renewing my mind. So the things that used to take me under, now I'm just learning how to tread. But I have to thank God first and my wonderful Declare Victory family that's added to my growth. I hope that makes sense. I keep saying I hope that makes sense because I'm learning to hear what I say. And I hope that makes sense as I go back on mute. And, yes, my baby is 22 today, Dion. She told me to tell you, you better hit her up because you know what y'all got.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Did anybody else get anything specific? I think I got so stuck at the part that the very same thing that we use to live, I think I just got stuck, asphyxiated right there. Anybody else get anything?
Yes,
thank you.
Hold on 2 seconds. Carolyn, hold on. Sister Carolyn, who else did I hear?
Brother Eric.
Okay. All right. Sister Carolyn and Brother E, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say I'm thankful for that word on today from Brother Marcus. And it is a good reminder in terms of when the water is rising and, like, Lord, where are you? And me trusting him. And even life is getting to be too much. And that push to hold on and hold on. And I'm thankful today for that word. Thank you.
Amen. Go ahead, Brother E.
Yeah, I think I was kind of like you, too. I was just thinking about water. I was thinking about how much water plays a part in our lives. Two-thirds of this planet we call Earth is surrounded by water. Two-thirds of our body is water-based. And so we need water to live, and you know, what struck me is that how close we are to either salvation or destruction. And I'm talking about just physically. And spiritually, it's the same thing too. We have a choice. And God is so gracious, so merciful, is that He lets us know just like what we need. You know, we don't go through this world not knowing or not having a desire or not having an inkling for salvation, because it's built into us. Just like the desire for water, we our body tells us if we get too dehydrated, you know, symptoms start to break down. You know, we start having that thirst. It's the same thing spiritually. So that's what I got out of the declaration.
That's good stuff, Brother Eric. I think Juju said that yesterday, just talking about how the Lord sets the borders and the order, and nothing can exceed it. And I believe we can parallel it to our lives. The Lord sets the borders and the boundaries, and nothing can exceed it. And understanding that there's a hedge of protection around us. There's something that governs us and keeps us. And this is just a word to encourage Sister Sharon. You know, I know that things can come and knock the wind out of you. I know firsthand. And, you know, just the pressures and the cares of like can almost be like a steam cooker or a tea kettle, and that good whistle that you let off is that thing that releases steam. I tell people all the time, sometimes I make an appointment to cry, or I may make an appointment to scream at the top of my lungs. To some folks that might sound abstract or odd, but I refuse to be consumed by my circumstances, because the same thing that's meant to shape me, if allowed, could kill me. So we make active decisions in how we handle this and that, you know, these things that we face, some of them that we can't control. But another thing that Marcus said very early on, we talked about different levels of maturity. And we have been talking about frequently, and we use Samuel Chand as a reference, as our pain threshold, and what we have the ability to withstand without cracking under the pressure or the weight of your circumstance. But again, doing that, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. And what it reminded me of, even the scenario of the water, it reminded me when they were on the boat and there was a storm and Jesus was sleeping. And, of course, everyone that was on looking was in a complete panic and in their minds thinking to themselves, now, why is this joke asleep? Don't you see? And it says, and the mariners were afraid, people who were accustomed to being on rough waters, people that were accustomed to storms, people that were used to water entering the boat, were in a complete frenzy, still not recognizing the lordship of God because they panicked. And the thing that they used to live, the fishing efforts, the water, the boat, those things that were their circumstance, their situation, a rough wind completely threw them off. And I can just see Jesus' face. I know I make this expression when somebody asks me a stupid question. Do you not know? Like, you don't know that I'm him? Like, I control all of this, and if I'm asleep, what you tripping for? If I'm resting, why are you in an uproar? And yesterday was a very, very difficult day for me. And in the midst of processing and digressing, literally, I could feel the presence of the Lord and Jesus simply saying, honey, I'm napping. It's good. Chill out. Yes, dear. Okay. And so I say, well, if Jesus is sleeping, why am I going to be in an uproar? I can't change it. I can't fix it. I can't reinvent it. I can't make it go away. So how about if I just keep going? How about that? Anybody else have anything?
Yeah, Dan, this is Juliet. Just listening to everybody. And, you know, I know we've already heard a scripture, but this has come across my mind as I was listening to what everybody was talking about. You know, just reminding ourselves that God is in control, you know, of everything. And it's kind of hard when we're going through trials and tribulations to remember that. So I was just, he brought to my heart to share with you guys Isaiah 43. And it says here, now this is what the Lord says. He created you, people of Jacob. He formed you, people of Israel. He says, don't be afraid, because I have saved you. I've called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you cross rivers, you will not drown. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned, nor will the flame hurt you. This is because I, the Lord, am your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt to pay for you, and I gave Cush and Seba to make you mine, because you are precious to me, because I give you honor and love you. I will give other people in your place. I will give other nations to save your life. Don't be afraid, because I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will tell the north, give my people to me. And I will tell the south, don't keep my people in prison. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from faraway places. Bring to me all the people who are mine, whom I have made for my glory, whom I formed and made. I just wanted to share that. He's in control.
Good stuff, Juju. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else have anything? Marcus, you got anything else?
Dion, there is a man-made marvel, if you're ever in Central America, it's called the Panama Canal. And this was made, I guess, about 60 years ago, because they wanted to make a way from Central America to South America, and there was no way to get through the waters. So what they did was they made these trenches called locks. And so now when ships go through, they enter into what they call the Panama Canal, and they go to one level. And while they're at that level, waiting to go to another level, they have to wait for the water to rise. And once the water rises and reaches that level, the doorway is opened and it allows the ship to pass through. And I think there's three locks, or there's three channels. And once you get to the other channel, you have to wait for the process of the water once again to rise, to bring you to that other level. So when that other door is open, you'll eventually go to that third and final lock, and once again you go through another process. And in this final process, the water once again rises. As the water rises, it lifts you up to the level to where you have to go into your destination. But the thing about it is that the water is your ally. And you can't be afraid if you're in one place and you're not where you're supposed to be. God is raising you to that level, but you have to be patient. You have to wait for the process. You can't be scared of the water rising because it's bringing you to another level. And once you get to that level, once you get to that maturity, God will open the doorway and allow you to go to the next level, to where you're supposed to be.
That was good, Brother Eric. Uh-oh, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was good. That was good. And even through my process, I felt myself be stretched. And where the enemy would attempt to destroy my faith, I can feel the roots growing where I'm planted, if that makes sense. I'm just excited. I'm excited even about the dangerous waters because it gives God an opportunity to show himself not just great, but to show himself Lord in a very different way. And I thank God for even the expectation that has been established in the process. And right now I don't have time to look at the waves. All I can do is keep going. Amen. Hey, man, anybody else have anything? Amen. All right, guys. Well, I'm not gonna extend the call as I wait for the roadside assistance to come and change my good flat on my car. I pray that the call has blessed you. And more than anything, that the confidence that you have in who God is much greater than your situation and your circumstance, and that alone gives you hope and the heart and the mind to keep going, no matter what it looks like, no matter the discomfort. I just encourage you to keep going. So with that said, I pray you have an incredible day. Tonight is Wives Who War at 6 o'clock, I believe. And we'll meet you back here tomorrow, same bat station, same bat time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Have a great day, y'all. Have a great day. God bless you.
God bless you. Have a great day.
God bless you all. Love you all.
Love you all.